your commitments were made due to the fact that we have agreed that we will meet on Thursday. So whilst they would be coming, I would ask that we look at the report, the main report, basically, so that we can adopt it as and when we make a quorum. The main report basically deals with a number of sections. First section is giving us an introduction in terms of the annual report of the GME, and it explains the role of the committee as advised by Act number 9 of 2009, and it also gives us the procedure that needs to be followed. Now, section 2 of this report talks to the departmental strategies. Remember that this is the DMP, strategic plans that were submitted for financial year 2010-2011. And then it gives us the programs as we understand them, and narrowing these programs in the main to mineral resources, and then it gives us the analysis in terms of the performance of DME on these programs, which is something that we did receive in the presentation by DMR, and they have taken us through all of that. This goes right through to the analysis of the financial performance. To point number 5, which begins to talk to the program performance in terms of what we did receive last Tuesday, where the department was taking us through their performance from now the organizational side, because in the first encounter we did deal with the financial performance, and that therefore takes us to the point which we now have to deal with today, and which deals with the committee's observations on page 16. Before you is the draft document, because we're taking notes and the interactions that we have had with the department, and on the basis of that we lifted some key issues to enable us to then be able to draft observations. I don't know if you have been able to read them through. If not, I can go through them right through to recommendations, so that we can then see in which areas can we make amendments, and so that we are able to then, once we make the quorum, take the necessary decision in terms of approving our recommendations. Welcome, Honorable Shulana. We're pleased that you have joined us. Please supply her with the documentation. Yes, I'm waiting for your comment, Honourable Members. Honourable Zulani, you find us, we're just looking at basically at the recommendations and the observations and the recommendations, taking from the discussions we've had. So you would familiarise yourself as we go through. What would you want to do, Honourable Members? Should I go through point by point, or Honourable Matibela and Honourable Lucas?
Chairperson, I would propose that you just read the observations and the recommendations for it.
Honourable Lucas, was that your view?
Yeah, that was my view.
Thank you very much. Honourable Members, on point one, we're dealing with the observations. The bullet point one confirms the fact that the Department of Mineral and Energy was successfully split into the Department of Mineral Resources and the Department of Energy. And this was completed as at the 30th of March 2010. And we also observe that this partly accomplishes the instruction given by the President in his State of the Nation address when he announced the reconfiguration of government ministries and departments. Bullet point two, we are also observing that the divisions within DMR have been set up and that the portfolio committee is awaiting written response on the organogram of the new DMR. Bullet point three, we are observing that the Auditor General has given DME, Minerals and Energy, a qualified audit opinion due to lack of accounting for receivables for departmental revenue, and that the DMR acknowledges that they did not have a debtors control system. As a result, the department has lost potential revenue on interest that could have been levied to both the already paid and outstanding balances from its debtors. This, in our view, constitutes a breach of national treasury regulations. The Portfolio Committee has, however, taken note of the fact that this is the first qualified opinion given by the Auditor General after at least five consecutive clean audits. At bullet point four, we're observing that under matters of emphasis by the Auditor General, Auditor General raises a concern on a condoned irregular expense to the sum of 4.2 million rand. Of particular concern to the Portfolio Committee is the material underspending of 137 million rand, which we believe has negatively impacted on service delivery by the department, in that the objectives of Program 7 in particular and other programs discussed below here have not been entirely met. The following bullet point, there is a lack of capacity in Program 1, 2, and 3. The department have insufficient number of inspectors to enforce compliance to mining and mineral laws and those related to health and safety. And yet the country has high levels of fatalities and accidents when compared to other mining countries in which in the world that we use to benchmark our progress. The other bullet point observes that Program 3 had an underspending of 7.4 million rand, of which 5 million was approved by National Treasury as a rollover to this financial year. This occurs despite a challenge on owners and derelict mines and mines dams that poses a serious challenge of health and environmental hazards. The other bullet point refers that we are observing that we have noted that DMR in its presentation to the Portfolio Committee on this annual report and in its 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013 strategic plans have put together formidable action plans, including amendments to various pieces of legislation to remedy both the situation raised in the annual report and to prepare DMR to deal with new challenges in the mining industry. The Portfolio Committee notes that this annual report closes a long chapter of existence of the Department of Mineral and Energy. Those are the observations. And then the recommendations, taking into account the observations made above, because we were called upon to be specific and clear to who the recommendations refer to. In the first bullet point, we are recommending that the Portfolio Committee recommends the approval of this last annual report for the DME. Two, the Director General must ensure that the Portfolio Committee receives the organogram of the new DMR. Three, the Director General of DMR, in his capacity as an accounting officer, together with his financial team, needs to ensure that the concerns raised by the Auditor General are acted upon and work towards a clean audit report for the next financial year. You would note there that you are using the term need instead of the term must. You will see that we are consistent on that, because the very same act that we are using is cautioning us on, what is this thing, you call it,
separation of powers.
So you can't instruct them. So you nudge them to do particular things. So the following bullet point, welcome honorable member. The following bullet point is that the Minister of Mineral Resources, again was saying, needs to ensure that capacity within the department is built and therefore must avail or therefore need to avail or provide for the necessary resources, including financial budgets, particularly the strengthening of inspectorate division to enable the department capacity to enforce compliance to MPRDA, to Mine Health and Safety Act, to Mining Charter, to Codes of Good Practice, Housing and Living Standards, and other related laws. We have not enumerated all the laws that we are responsible for, but I think these key, these laws are key in terms of them being, you know, the inspectors, you know, doing their audits and inspections in order for us to ensure that there's compliance with these laws. The Portfolio Committee's oversight visits to various provinces revealed a shocking state of affairs where the labor sending areas and mining communities, we make this in bold, you know, terms, are trapped into abject poverty, high levels of unemployment, and lack of provision of social needs, such as basic health care facilities, children's schooling in church buildings, and lack of clean running water and sanitation. Now, we're making these examples to strengthen our point in terms of the need for the strengthening of the inspectorate division. The department requires a dedicated team of health and safety inspectors, not only to react to fatalities and accidents that happen, but as part of preventative mechanisms to embark on proactive workplace inspections and spontaneously conduct company audits. Because at the moment, the kind of inspectors we have in the department, they would only react to reported accidents and fatalities. For instance, if accidents are not reported by companies, nobody will ever know. And yet we need to ensure that we've got inspectors that go out unannounced from time to time to visit, you know, companies and see whether they observe the provisions of the legislation. The last bullet point is a recommendation that in order to ensure DMR's contribution to the process of creating decent jobs and ensuring sustainable livelihood of the people, the Minister of Mineral Resources needs to speed up the process of completing beneficiation strategy and small-scale mining strategy. We are aware, informed by our discussions, that beneficiation strategy has got a huge potential in terms of job creation. Small-scale mining, again, has got also a huge potential in terms of creating jobs. So those are some of the recommendations, and we left the room open so that if honorable members have got additions to make, we then do so. If not, then we can just polish grammatic areas here and give this to the committee secretary for her to include it in the main report in terms of what is required of us. It's over to you, honorable members. I've welcomed you, honorable member. Thank you for gracing us. Thank you. That's over to you, honorable member. We are close to our quorum. Only two members to join us, and we sign off. Good. Any comments?
Just one comment. I think this is a very good report, really, and it's factual. I don't know how can you add on one. It's about the small scale, the prospecting and mining rights, and how can I don't know how we should word it, but I think it would be very appropriate if we could add that on.
Well, I think under recommendations, we need to basically recommend that the minister must consider establishing a financial vehicle in order to meaningfully assist the formerly disadvantaged people to participate in the mining industry, particularly in the arena of exploration.
Yeah.
I don't know how could that be.
Yeah, that's
we will add that bullet point. Yeah. Okay, any other comment? Until we have that Korah of the two, we're waiting for two to come and we adopt it and then we're done.
Yeah, because I think everything is covered here.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's our report. Yes. It's not yours, it's ours. And it's not the ANC's. Or the ANC, the IFP, it's ours as a committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
I think what I ought to say that the spirit of this report is, and this is what's appreciated, because you can't go fighting sometimes. You use the persuasion better. And this is amazing.
Thank you very much for those comments. Once we have that, then we would call for a mover and a seconder, and we're done.
I want to get a little bit of a
especially in terms of these licenses. And equal as a lamb, because sometimes the department, if I consult, isuka inike abantu license ye mining. Apha kunendawo le idonsela ama-tourist. Kuze ubone kuwetland, siyayazi ukuthi i-mining inye into le idala imisebenzi. But sometimes ufikela ninendawo le niyibekile niyireservile nithi le i-attract ama-tourist like wetland. Ubone nje se umayini ukhona lapho. So the appreciator lento le niyibonileyo yokuthi nama-inspector ayashoda. Ashoda futhi na apha andazi niyasebenzisana ne-environment, especially in terms of EIA. Iyo leyo andiyicalazeli kakhulu. But I think khona apho kune something that I don't understand properly.
Yes, no, you are right, Honourable Member. Welcome, Honourable Member. In terms of the MPRDA, the company that would want to venture into mining in an area, firstly, they have to apply for what is called prospecting permit, which means they must go and look for this mineral. Once they found it, they must put together an application, which includes environmental assessment, which includes consultation with the community that would be affected, and submit that to the department. So when the department issues a license, approves a mining license, they will look at all those documents. Now you find in some instances, they will go to a chief and put him in a corner and simply coerce him to simply write a letter of approval, and the chief would simply, you know, put his stamp, and that gets submitted. Meanwhile, maybe the entire community has not been consulted, or maybe the council of the chief is the only one that has been consulted in the rural areas. Or maybe in some other areas they will take few people and simply put them together and show them all good things about the possible mining, possible jobs that will be created, and all of that. Now, when the actual mining is about to start, when there's a license, then communities rise. And then the first thing that the inspectors from the department must do is to go out there and check together with this company. If you say you have consulted the community, how have you consulted them? Where were the meetings held? Where are the minutes of such meetings? And all of that. So that mining must happen with the agreement of communities. For instance, there are areas where there are ancestral land, where you find graves. And people, therefore, as a result of this possibility of mining, would be required to relocate. Instead of the olden days where they would just be forcibly removed, this time around there has to be a serious engagement. If there's an agreement for the exhumation of those remains so that they can be reburied elsewhere, that would be, but it must be with the agreement and approval of the community and other, you know, stakeholders. So the law, to start with, requires the companies to conduct that consultation. And this, the new act, the amendments to this act, are quite clearer than before, because it's not just mere consultation where they must just showcase that we've spoken to the community. They must basically prove that they have, you know, conducted vigorous consultation with the community. Now, that's where they were saying, yeah, the inspectors are not enough, in our view, to can ensure that these kind of things do happen. So that's why we're saying to the minister, she must ensure that, you know, there is provision of this capacity, so that the inspectors are there, because there's two kinds of inspectors. One kind of inspectors are the ones who must look after the MPRDA, and the other kind must be specifically dedicated to the mine health and safety, you know, in terms of ensuring the compliance with the laws. I don't know if that answers your question, Honourable Member.
Yeah, that's a very important point, especially about the wetlands.
So sorry, Honourable Lucas.
I would just say it's a very important question, especially about the wetlands, because we completely we crash when we get there, because I think we should look at it. And some of the wetlands you can use it, take the minerals out. For instance, Richards Bay, they've got trees which were planted. It wasn't indigenous, but now you've got value underneath there, and you could be creating great wealth for the country.
All right. Welcome, Honourable Moss. Can you give her a register? Honourable Moss, just for your benefit, you have been part of these deliberations, and we will give you the documents just for your confirmation. But we have got consensus that the document before you is a true reflection of what is expected of us in terms of observation and recommendations. But we will allow you space to just browse through, and immediately once you give us that indication, we'll move in second. Honourable Lucas, can we have a mover for the adoption of this entire report and the committee report as well as the recommendations and the observations? Honourable Matibela.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the report with amendments.
Thank you very much. Honourable Lucas?
Yes, I will second it.
Any objections?
Yes. Oh, no.
You want to play your oppositional role now? Okay.
I just want to say I'm very glad that the point I raised today, the day before yesterday, is because as I was saying in the portfolio committee day before yesterday, no organization can move forward without a proper structure. If your administration is not in order, then you can't expect progress. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We thank you very much, all of you honourable members, and the meeting is adjourned. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to